I'd like to dedicate a poem to all the dancers who are here this week. It's an old poem I found in an old newspaper from 50 or 60 years ago, and I thought it would be appropriate for this week at Augusta. Folks from all the country round, from high and lowly stations, boys they brought their sweethearts and their grandpas brought relations. They played old turkey in the straw and all the tunes bewitching, for young and old to heel and toe in Farmer Jones's kitchen. As each for partners made a rush with happy smiling faces. Grandpa's danced the minuet with grandma's Jane or Lizzie. Petronella's steps so fine made lads and lasses dizzy. Fiddles loud as squealing, from Portland Fancy on they flew through old Virginia reeling. There were jigs and reels galore, and Fisher's hornpipe dancing. Irish washerwoman next kept those fiddle feet a dancing. There were jigs and reels galore and Fisher's hornpipe dancing. Honey musk and ninepins kept them prancing. Too soon the waltz of home sweet home in time the couple swaying, when loud the prompter's voice sang out all to your home sashaying. My students in my dulcimer class requested this next song. It's a contemporary song written by Dave Golder, who lives in the north of Scotland. And it's written from the point of view of a woman whose true love has gone to sea.
Icicles are melting. Every tear's being shed for me. I'm so alone in the cool of the day. My love is out on the dark North Sea. He's gone to the foreign lands of the North, blue of the frozen world to see. He looks a small sailing into the sun, sand and the tide between him and me. The green turns to gold on the faraway hills. Clouds come and go in sky. Sad are the eyes that are turned to the sea, watching the 12 long months go by. I see the ships sailing into the shore. I watch them turn and go. Spring comes again, and my love comes sailing back to me. I ran with the wind as it blew out the day, cried to the hills in my own. Fell to the earth. When you return, bring him back to me.
I have one more song to sing for you. It's a ballad of another ballad found in New England, but brought there, I'm sure, from Ireland. And it's again, starts out as a lament for her true love, a girl singing a lament for her true love. It's quite a tale of adventure in my mind.
Thank you. handsome a young man as nature formed, as sun shone on. How to gain him, I do not know, for he is sentenced to be hung. He come down through the streets of Derry, he looks a brave and so manfully. He looked more like a commanding officer than like a man who's going to die. Hang him high, cried the bold high sheriff, a noble clergyman standing by. I'll have you know, you bold persecutor, that this young man is not fit to die. This young man is not fit for dying till his whole confession's done. I'll have you know, you bold persecutor, there's 15 minutes before the setting sun. As he drew near to the weary gallows, his noble courage began to fail. Looking round in every quarter, he could spy nothing but the weary jail. The first step he took to the weary gallows, his own dear brother by chance to see. Step up, step up, beloved brother, I have a word to exchange with thee. Took a gold ring from off his finger, wrapped it up in the silks of fine. Take this, my beloved brother, and keep your brother close in your mind. Next step he took to the weary gallows, his own dear sister by chance to see. Step up, my beloved sister, I have a word to exchange with thee. Where is my true love, my only darling? Has she gone and forsaken me? Or does she think a shame or a scandal to see me hang on the gallows tree? The next step he took to the weary gallows, his own true lover by chance to see. Come riding in a coach lined with linen, a coach and six, and fast come she. Come down from that weary gallows. I have your pardon from George the King, and in spite of all, I'll make you my darling and crown you mine in the bloom of spring.
Angel music, isn't it? It was wonderful sitting back there. I got lulled off. You know, this MC stuff is kind of weird. You know, telling a story or doing a song is one thing, but trying to introduce people, it kind of reminds me of this little feller thinking of schools and people going to school, you know. Them old one-room schools, the teachers had a bunch of stories. There's a couple fellers, big fellers, come in to register for school one day, had this little feller with them. So the teacher found out the ages of the big ones so he could figure out which grade level they might work in. Then he got to this little feller, and this little feller standing there chewing tobacco, had him a crew cut, one of them burrs, you know. So the teacher asked him, "Well now, can you tell me your name?" "My name's Cootie Bradshaw." "Well, Cootie, can you tell me what grade you're in?" "Well, I don't know what grade I'm in. I ain't been to school before." He said, "Well, do you know your ABCs yet?" Cootie just spit on the floor and put his hand up there and said, "Well, hell fire, teacher, I've only been here for 5 minutes. What do you expect?" That's what I feel like trying to do this MC stuff, but I'll tell you. There's some people backstage that wear little symbols all over the place, little blue, little turquoise bears for good luck, and they've got all kinds of magic symbols around their instruments. And indeed, a lot of us have been sharing in the magic they provide for us here. Now, they play what is called good music from out Louisiana and the West. We're going to hear some cowboy songs, some Cajun songs. Two fine people. Their names, Ken Kepler and Jeannie McCleary. Would you give them a hand and welcome them? Thank you.
Hi. Howdy, howdy. We're from New Mexico, from Albuquerque, which is a beautiful place. I'll tell you right now, it's got lots of mountains. I like mountains, so I like West Virginia too. And the first song we're gonna do is one called El Quelite. In New Mexico, it's like a lamb's quarter or a wild green that people eat. And this is a song that first time we heard it was a waltz, and then we heard this great band called Country Rollin' do it. And they do it a little bit like a two-step.
Que bonita es el Quelite. Bien allá quien lo formó, que por sus orillas tiene, de quien acordarme yo. Debajo de un arbolito, me dio sueño y me dormí, y me despertó un gallito, cantando kirikiki. Mañana, mañana me voy de aquí. De acordar de mí. No canto porque sé, ni porque mi voz sea buena. Canto porque tengo gusto en mi tierra y en la arena. Mañana me voy, mañana, mañana me voy de aquí. Y el consuelo que me queda, que te has de acordar de mí. Mañana me voy, mañana. Mañana me voy de aquí y el consuelo que me queda, que te has de acordar de mí.
Dancers. We're calling our dancers.
We're going to invite some dancers up right now. Hi.
Wonderful. Everyone's so talented here. You only have to teach them something for about 5 minutes and they get it. And so this afternoon we taught our Southwestern music class a couple of the New Mexican dances, because just to play the tune is only half the picture. And they were smart to learn this hard dance very quickly. At least I think it's hard. It took Ken and I 3 years to learn it. We're missing somebody? There we go. It's called La Cuna, this dance, which means the cradle. And the two groups are gonna dance together and make a formation that looks like a cradle, which they're going to rock. And then the second part of the dance, they're kind of do a little poquita.
This dance tradition goes back in New Mexico about 300 years. And the fiddle tunes we've learned from Mr. Cleofas Ortiz from Bernal, New Mexico. And he's 77, and he's a great fiddle player.
Okay, La Cuna.
The next dance we're going to have them do for you is called La Valsa de Escoba, which means the broom dance.
We need a volunteer extra man if there wants
to. Need a volunteer extra man. Come on now.
Come on, it's not
one extra man. It's going to be easy. This is an easy dance. Oh, there's one right there. I knew it. And we got one.
Good.
That's all right. Thank you anyway, RP. We appreciate it. And this is a dance. It's sort of a mixer. They do it usually at the first of a wedding or a lot of other things. They'll do this at the first part. And it's going to be it's sort of a mixer. It gets everybody loosened up. We've done this with like 100 people in one line doing this, and it'll go on for 45 minutes. It won't go on for 45 minutes tonight. But it's a lot of fun, and you should try it sometime.
La Valsa de Escoba. That's a genuine Virginia broom. Bought in Galax the other day.
Thank you.
great. If you ever have to teach dancing to kids in school, I recommend that one, because when they think, they say, oh no, we don't like to dance, they do like to do that one, and then it changes their mind.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a cowboy song now, and it's called The Gold Darn Wheel. I'm gonna kind of sing it. This is actually a version of one I learned. I've learned several versions of this. This is the most succinct one. This is from Glen Orlin. And I sing it by singing a little bit more like this other guy I learned from Lucky Moorhead. And here we go. This is about, by the way, this is about when cowboys first discovered ran into a bicycle, and it was first notated down in 1913 in Arizona, RP, in Arizona. It was round up on the Gila not too many years ago when 10 of us got throwed quite freely. Oh, nope, that's the wrong one. I can ride the wildest critter in the wild and woolly west. I can rake 'em, I can break 'em, make 'em do their level best. I can handle any critter, ever wore a coat of hair, and I've had a lively tussle with a tarnal grizzly bear. I can rope and tie a longhorn of the wildest Texas brand. At engine disagreements, I can take a leading hand. But I finally met my master, and he really made me squeal when the boys got me a straddle of the gold darn wheel. 'Twas a tenderfoot who brought it while he was on his way out from this land of freedom to the San Francisco Bay. He left it at the bunkhouse to get outside a meal, never thinking that his cowboys would monkey with his wheel. Oh, there was Arizona, and there was Sam McGill. They said I'd been a-bragging way too much about my skill. They said I'd find myself against a different kind of deal if I would get a straddle of the gold darn wheel. Such a slam against my talent made me madder than a mink, and I swore that I would ride it for amusement or for chink, that it was just a plaything for the kids and such about, that'd have their ideas shattered if they'd lead the critter out. They held it while I mounted, and I gave the word to go. The shove they gave to start me weren't unreasonably slow. But I never spilt a cuss word, and I never let a squeal. I was building reputation on the gold darn wheel. Well, the road was mighty sloping from the ranch house to the creek, and we went a galley fluting like a crazy lightning streak. Just a whizzing and a darting, first this way and then that, the darn contraption wobbling like the flying of a bat. I pulled up on the handle, but I couldn't check her up. I yanked and sawed and hollered, but the darn thing wouldn't stop. And then a sort of meeching in my brain began to steal that the devil had a mortgage on the gold darn wheel. I've a sort of dim and hazy recollection of the stop, with the world a-going around and the stars all tangled up. Then there came an intermission, and it lasted till I found I was laying in the bunkhouse with the boys all gathered round. The doctor was a-sewing on the side where it was stitched. Old Arizona said, well, boy, I guess you're licked. I said that I am busted from sombrero down to hill. He laughed and said, you are to see that gold darn wheel. Thank you.
We're going to do a song from Texas. I'd like to represent Texas a little bit. After all, it is right next to New Mexico. And this is a song I learned from a songwriter named...
Blank. David Halley.
Thank you. David Halley.
It's right here. I got it on my hand.
And it's called Rain Just Falls. In the still of the night, the feelings inside me are concealing your sight from my eyes. And the bell's distant tolling keeps my mind going back to half-truths that are always half-lies. And it might be the sound of a shell that I once found, or a phone ringing somewhere off the wall. Account that I'm leaving, if I'm leaving. Rain don't fall for the flowers if it's falling. Rain just falls. Thank you. heart. And it might be the word of a prophet I once heard, or some kind of a long distance call, but it ain't on your account.